people.
Lynn, can you call the meeting to order? Thank you. So with that, I'll call the meeting to order for the Daniel Town Council meeting, Monday, October 7th, 2019. Item number one, any public comments or concerns or issues not on the agenda this evening?
I would just like to speak about something else outside of our town business, if that's possible. You all are aware that we've canceled our municipal election for Daniel, but the county, of course, is going to run the election for the school district, the bond election. We'll make sure everybody knows about that. I'm the treasurer for the Taxpayers Association, and we will be sending out a mailer. You'll also be getting a mailer from the school district, which will explain their side, and then we have some information that supplements their information. So anyway, what I would ask of everyone here tonight is that you be sure that you're registered to vote and talk to everyone that you run into and ask them if they are registered to vote. Make sure that they have the correct address with the counties, because it is going to be a mail ballot again. You can vote in person at the county offices, but we're coming up on this. The ballots will be mailed out starting on the 15th. And, you know, with our last bond election we had in 2015, we were aware that there were quite a number of people that didn't even know it was happening. And this year is a $150 million bond. So we want to be sure that you have an opportunity to vote. The other thing that I wanted to mention is that I know some of you were reassessed this year. I was reassessed this year. I understand, I am appealing next week on the 15th, but I understand that Daniel and Charleston area was really hit because the county's assessor's office said we hadn't been reassessed since 2011. I personally was bumped up in 13 and also 17, and so that's not true in my case, but my taxes are through the roof, and I know some of you all have also experienced that as well. So what I guess I would say about that is that if we can figure out a way as a town council to help our residents try to understand what's happening and how this is going to affect everybody. This bond on top of everything else is just going to be devastating for a number of people. So if there's something we can do, and I will say that the state legislature passed an amendment to the urban farming bill this last, 2 years ago they passed it. It goes into effect in January. And it's possible that we might be able to qualify for some greenbelt in some of our smaller acreages. I'm going to research this after I make my appeal for the taxes. And anyway, I'm hoping that when I step into the council seat that I'll be able to, you know, fill in everyone about what they might be able to do and you know, how to go about trying to qualify for greenbelt.
Is greenbelt designated by county or state or both?
Well, see, this is
okay. All right. Enough questions.
In Wasatch County, it has been administered improperly over the years, and this new assessor is trying to straighten everything up. So we'll see what happens. I don't know. I mean, she told me that there are a lot of people out in Daniel that are not in compliance. I don't know what that means, and I'm not going to pursue it until, you know, it's time to do that. But anyway, I just wanted to say, as a council, if we can figure out some way to help people understand what's going on, then I think that'd be a valid and very valuable thing for us to do.
Agreed.
Thank you.
So if I hear you right, Mary, your taxes for this year have really went up quite a bit.
Yes.
And what you're trying to tell everyone too is that in 2020, if the bonds pass and we stay on that kind of a path, the property taxes could be through the roof. Is there a possibility that they go up? Do they double again?
They wouldn't double again, but My taxes went up over $4,000 this year. So, you know, when you pile this extra bond on top of that, the notice for the new bond came out, we just got the notice a few days ago. They don't have an interest rate on it. They are giving you an estimate of how much it's going to cost. But it's, all these are estimates. You remember when we did our bond, you don't know exactly what it's going to be. They don't know what the interest rate is going to be. They're speculating they'll get a 20-year bond. They're speculating that they'll get a AAA bond rating, you know. But there's all kinds of questions about this, you know. So when they put out information about this is what it's going to cost you, take that with a grain of salt, because it's, it depends on your situation.
Can't Park City pay for some of that school?
You know, I built a lot of those Park City schools. Now we're over here building these schools, too.
Yeah.
But Park City turned down their bond.
But that's not how they work, though, either. I mean, Park City doesn't get all the money that they collect in taxes. It goes statewide.
No, I'm just talking about the bond.
Well, I'm just saying that all the money that from Park City that they collect just doesn't go to Park City. It goes throughout the state.
And
the
same thing with Wasatch.
Yeah.
We don't get back.
Yeah.
We don't even get back all the stuff, the money that we send to the state, too. So,
well, when they had the meeting that they disclosed all that out and they were just so blatant and just said theirs and didn't really respond to a lot of the questions that the folks had, they just, it's kind of hard changing that direction, that train for those folks. But the only way to change that direction is through the school board elections, so.
Well, if you know somebody who run for office, Mark Davis, our representative, is up for election next year, so. We'd love to have somebody else run for that seat, but it's hard to get somebody to do it. Anyway, thank you for letting me say that. And everybody would reach out and, like I say, touch a few people about, make sure they know about it and get registered to vote. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Any other public comment or any other issue that you'd like to be brought forward before we get to item number two?
Katie, you got one?
Yes.
Did you ever find out anything more about what I was complaining about?
It has moved, things have been moved forward on that issue, and there has been discussion on that issue, and yes, so things are moving on that issue.
Not as fast as you'd like, though.
Tomorrow?
No.
but they are working in the strongest possible way at this point.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Anything else from anybody? Anything you'd like to add to that?
No, it's just that people that make more per hour than we do. That's where it is.
I know, but I watched conference and they said you're supposed to like your neighbors.
That's a quandary.
I'm having a dilemma.
You're awesome.
All righty. If nothing else, we'll go into a public hearing. But before we do that, we are aware, as here, that postings should be three. There should be three postings for the public to be able to access. There are only two. There was three, but it came off the state website. So there was an electronic glitch of some sort for the public one, but we recognize there was only two. So I did a little research and found out that in that case, when something happens, under state code 52.4.202-5, the notice requirement of submission one, which we're talking about, may be disregarded if, because of an unforeseen circumstance, which would be the electronic filing that didn't get on the state for whatever reason, that we believe it was there and we believe it's gone now. It is necessary for the public body or specified body to hold an emergency meeting to consider matters of an emergency or urgent nature, and the public body gives the best notice possible, the place and time of the meeting. So what I'm trying to get at is we posted it in three spots. Two were noticed by most folks. We did our best as code required. An emergency meeting of public body may be held, may not be held unless an attempt has been made to notify all the members of the public body and a majority of the members of the public body, which would be us, approve the meeting. So there is a way to have this public hearing, if anyone is wondering. We did do all the noticing that we thought was appropriate. that no actions will be taken tonight, and so as a chair, I'd like to ask for a vote to continue on with the public hearing, and we'll have more on the subject matter as this goes forward. So, chair, I'll entertain a motion to go into public hearing.
I'll make a motion to go to public hearing.
Have a motion? Have a second?
I'll second it.
A motion and a second. Any discussion? If none, we're out of regular session and in public hearing. I'll now turn the time over.
Call for the vote.
Oh, sorry. So I would like to call for the vote for council if we would like to proceed with this public hearing or we would not like to proceed. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Majority makes that ruling and the majority voted, so we will proceed with that public hearing. We're in public hearing now, so I'll turn the time over to Eric, and he can kind of go through what planning department has brought to us.
Okay. These papers I'm handing out are the conditional uses and uses within it, within all the zones in the town. You can see a copy down here. About back there. Hey, we're supposed to be up here. Yes.
Okay. Oh, that's nice of you. He's such a nice guy.
Right there.
You didn't want to
talk. Oh, Kim, you're so good to me.
Thanks for coming.
Could you lower the name a little bit?
Has everybody got that? Okay, everybody has a copy of that. So this is the document that the Planning Commission has been working on. We put a moratorium on conditional uses in the town. It will expire in November. So our 6 months are up. It's taken that long to get through the process of getting this done. Very tedious. There was a lot of discussion on it. We are holding the public hearing to get public input. Things were not added to the code. Things were taken away from the code or moved within the code to a different zone that the Planning Commission thought it would be more appropriate for a use within that zone. So that's what each one did. I don't know if you want to go zone by zone. What would you like to do?
I would like to just know the changes of the how it ended up with all the extractions.
So we had actually some high power, as an example, we had some high kilovolt lines in residential area that would not be used for distribution line. It would be a carrier line going through our town to somewhere else. Those we took out of the conditional use because we didn't want overhead lines that wouldn't be supplying the residents with power. We think that this appropriate zone would be in the commercial zone on the highway corridor, not within the residential zone. So that was removed. Things like that is what we're looking at impacting. And I should tell you that the reason we did this is because the land use training we went to recently, they've indicated that if it's on your conditional use, you will be allowing it. So if it's on the conditional use, then that's, so we took another look at our code at things that maybe shouldn't be there. And so that's why we removed them. Some of them we moved off a conditional into a use if we thought that use was appropriate. So you used to be able to use that as a tool to get conditions. That's not the case now. You can put a condition on it and they can actually appeal that condition and still get their use. So he said, don't rely on a conditional use, you being able to keep them out, they will be able to come. So that was the reason we moved forward with this.
And I believe that was completed on October 7th of 2019 as far as the planning.
It was done in September. We set up for the hearing tonight.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Right.
September 18th. So what we had to do is we had to go get, the reason that it's coming out right now is because we had to go get our PDF files. We had to have the engineering company convert them over to Word so we could actually do something with it and then get it back into PDF once everything's done and it's adopted. So those changes are adopted. So that's where it is right now. So that's why it's so late coming.
Okay. Open it up to the room and any other discussions that might be had or said or... Kim, I know you're in the planning department when it's all this discussion. I heard it for a bit. You feel you thoroughly went through, and you made the motion, so I believe you probably did thoroughly.
Yeah, I feel like the planning commission did a good job on these items. And overall, there was, I would estimate there was only about 12 to 14 that were taken out of all of the different zones. There wasn't a lot, but there were the ones that the planning commission, I thought, did a good job on by removing it.
Pam? And we have a...
No.
Motion by...
I think we went through them one by one, and we tried to weigh the pros and cons of each thing in that particular area and take out things that really didn't fit at all.
Right.
And some things were kind of questionable, but we decided to go ahead and leave them most of the time. So I thought, yeah, we went through them one by one and tried to make a educated guess if they fit there or not. And yeah, we spent a fair amount of time on it. I wasn't there for every meeting. But yeah, a lot of time was taken and line item by line item.
Thank you. Excellent.
I might add the permitted uses were looked at also.
Yeah, and they are included in your document. So we thought if we're looking at conditional, we might as well look at the uses at the same time. So.
Good. I have a question under the RE5. Number 8150, animal specialties for personal use only, except apiaries. What are we saying there? You don't want to allow apiaries?
Apiaries.
Bees.
The birds?
Yeah.
$8,150, you said, Mary? Apiaries.
That's $7,400.
I think apiaries would be higher. What number are we looking at, Mary? I'm sorry. $8,150. $8,150 animal specialties for personal use?
Uh huh.
And your question about that is again, I'm sorry.
What are we trying to say there? I'm not. Apiaries are beehives, right? I think. I didn't bring my dictionary.
Apiary?
Birds.
Birds. Birds.
Apiaries. Birds. Well, even then, you don't want apiaries? I don't know what it says there. I mean, it's unclear to me.
It's talking
about beekeeping. I think so. I thought
8150, animal specialties for personal use.
That's your range, John.
Use only, except. Oh, okay. I'm not looking at the wrong one. And then, you know, if you're, what kind of animal specialties would you allow? I guess that's...
What is that, like hawks or stuff, or birds?
And that's a good point, John. People of falconry would probably have issues in some places in part of permits because they can do their thing. I don't know what... I'm not answering your question as much as explaining what...
I'm just totally in the dark about what that means.
Animal specialties for personal use.
I'm talking about, like, emus and that?
Any animal. Remember any specific discussion
animal
about that?
Specialties for personal use.
Except.
It could have been that.
Yeah.
The dog.
I'm sure that's a bee. But that's a typo.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm like, I don't know. So you would allow beekeeping? Because we do have some people with these.
Well, beekeeping, it falls underneath agricultural. So it actually, because the state regulates that, we can't regulate it. So they would, the state will have a trump us on that. They regulate it and they have to be licensed. So the beekeeping is a different animal altogether. That would happen on say 6 years ago, that they started doing regulation, watching the pesticides and what was affecting the bees. What they call the hive collapse. The state started regulating those, and they do that at the state level. So you have to be licensed with the Division of Occupational Licensing or the agriculture. I can't remember which one, but you do have to be licensed to be a beekeeper now.
Okay. So if you're meaning this to be aviaries instead of apiaries, does that mean you're not going to allow pigeons or I don't know.
I guess we need to look at the old note, because apiaries is, as Mary alluded to, a location where beehives or honeybees are kept.
Yeah.
So did we mean that, or was it apiaries? I'd have to look back at the original.
The original.
If it was a typo or...
It may have been regulated at the time that we was...
I do there know over the years there has been discussion of the people that are allergic to it being concerned with, you know, how close are property lines, and so that being an issue, not, you know, come on the other side type thing versus
well, home situation with my water when they turned it off,
so
Daniel's water.
It would be here.
It would be here?
Irrigation, okay. That would be different, but it's here.
Great.
It does say it's a fee. That's not a bad thing.
Oh, it is a fee?
It is a fee.
Okay, so you're saying now the state's regulating that.
Right.
So we would allow that.
Yes, we would have to allow that based on the state code.
So,
which is the case with any of us, state code trump us. So.
Absolutely. But so what other animal specials are you talking about? Are you talking about kennel?
No. Kennels is separated out of there. We're talking about llamas, alpacas, those kind of animals that people will have.
Tiger, especially tiger?
Pigs are rated bears. Different. So all that is under a different... So the conditional uses in the RA5, we took out electric transmission right away over 35 feet or over 38 kVA. The other one we took out was electric substations, gas pressure control stations. These are conditional uses we took out. Okay. Petroleum pipeline in the right away underground. We really did feel like we wanted a pipeline pushing. With the recent failures in the pipelines, we didn't figure we wanted that in the town, in the RA5 zone. There may be an appropriate zone that that's in, but we took it out of the RA5. Sleigh ride, wagon ride, farm experience activities that are non-commercial, we took that out, so because we don't want a commercial operation. We don't care if that happens on a small scale, residential. A personal level, but we don't want a commercial operation coming in, so impacting the traffic, and we thought there would be some impact that we would not be able to control as a town. So that was taken out. There was nothing added in the RA5, it was just taken out of the RA5. Did that help?
I don't know. I would make a comment that you know, I'm on the County Board of Adjustments, and we denied a conditional use for transmission lines, and we got overruled by the State Utility Commission. So
we denied, take you to court.
No, I don't even know if it was court. They just went to the State Utility Commission and got what they wanted.
They had their code, state code, probably.
It trumps, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, like I say, I'm just making a comment because we were disappointed about that too.
Yes.
We tried very hard to deny it, and it didn't work.
Trying to think a little bit because I've heard those stories and just trying to think ahead of the game, and if it's in there, maybe that might or might not be a deterrent. Probably not to those folks, but maybe.
Eric, were animal kennels, boarding, and grooming also removed?
It was removed, and it was put into the commercial.
Oh.
zone. We thought it'd be more appropriate, I shouldn't say we, the planning commission thought it would be more appropriate to be in a commercial zone with less impact up with the noise and the levels of that activity, people coming and going. We thought that should be in a commercial zone based on complaints we've had and other things that have gone on. So.
But the existing one?
Everything that was existing has been legally created will continue as it continues.
Do we have any complaints on that one?
Yes. Yes. You'd be surprised what we can complain.
Any other comment from the public or questions?
I'd be glad to take any emails if somebody sees something in there. That's a big document. It took us 6 months to get through it. If somebody sees something that jumps out at you that you thought maybe should be left, that we looked at, I mean, we'd be glad to have that discussion, I believe, brought to our attention.
Absolutely.
We're talking about conditional uses in the town, in all of our zones, so.
And with Eric, let him know that we, as a council, he is planning to accept letters and any other comments. As far as the public hearing this evening, is there any other comments or?
I think any of the council would be open to that.
Yes, as far as received information?
Yeah.
Right, I didn't mean just Eric, but the council would be.
Right.
Absolutely.
If somebody had something, we think we did pretty good.
It'll go into the record for sure. All right.
I do have a question. I don't know when else to address it besides now. In the August minutes that were approved at the last meeting, right at the end, there was a comment made after a closed session. Councilman Blotter made a motion to approve one night rental, seconded by Council Member Grady, all members in favor. Is that something that's going to be added into the code somewhere?
No, that's actually regarding a complaint. And so we're doing an investigation with the complaint. And so because we have to do, it was a closed session item, but we did the public business in the public. So that item was talked about in closed session, and then that came out, but that we still need to address that again.
So as far as the minute entry, it's referring to a specific place for rentals?
Or places, plural.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Somebody actually read those.
Yeah.
If no other comments from the public and any other anything from the council? If not, shall I entertain a motion to close the public hearing and go back into regular session?
So moved.
You're first? And a second. Any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? We are now out of public hearing, back into regular session. And item number 3, which would be business licenses, we have one renewal. No new licenses at this time.
Actually, I think these guys are here. Oh. Theirs has been continued.
What's it?
For a new one.
Okay. I'm sorry, Mary, I misunderstood what you just said.
Theirs has been continued once or twice from prior meetings.
Okay.
They were going to come last month. So they last month they were going to try to make it. They didn't make it the month before you asked them to be here.
Okay.
So it's been continued a couple
awesome.
Of times.
And okay, so what was your business application and name?
Guy's Services under Adderley Larson.
And is it, their application and monies and everything all been done? Right? We've already.
Yeah. Okay. Money has not been processed, but yeah.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about what that business is going to do and where we're going to do it.
Just a cleaning business. Just.
To people's homes or what?
Yeah.
Cleaning, so. Okay.
Yeah, just a normal, just deep cleans, regular cleans.
There you go. Yeah. You don't have people coming parking and doing, I mean, you know, employees coming to hire you, and you're just going to go do your thing.
Yeah, and then we'll pick people up if it needs to be, but right now it's just us.
Okay. Council, any questions for these folks?
Do you plan on getting these?
No.
Bigger? You're going to stay small?
Yeah.
Okay.
I go to school full time, so it's more of just
side.
Definitely not big.
Okay.
You don't have to fight that. Everything always ends up that way.
So that's why we have you come, because if it gets big and you start impacting the neighborhood, that's what we have. So that's why we like to ask you questions.
Yeah.
So
super.
Any other questions for Guy Services? Okay. I don't have that paper in front of me, but just to have a vote from the council side, just for approval of that business.
A motion.
A motion.
I make a motion to approve Guy Services.
You have a second?
I second it.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Approved.
Thank you.
We'll get to the paperwork. And
thank you.
What's the badge? You thought it was
okay.
You can stay or you can go. It's up to you. So.
And I think there's just one renewal then, Mary, that came in with the whole West official gear and apparel. So we haven't had any complaints on that, I believe. Any comments by the council or anything on this particular application? If not, I'll sign it.
What's the name of that business?
Out of the, excuse
me. Out West official gear and apparel.
Thank you, Mary.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Okay, second?
Second.
In favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Where there was no complaining things.
That's a great, good deal.
Takes us on to item number four, discussion of Daniel Irrigation Water Shares. Is there anything to be discussed this evening about that? I have not seen anything come up or go since last meeting. Council, have any?
We did get some shares. So we are moving forward with the I guess we probably ought to bring them up to speed, huh? With the acquisition of shares going on, the town has decided that, has made the decision that we have 300, roughly 300 acre feet, and that build out we will need 600 acre feet for drinking water. So the town has made the decision to expend funds, and we are buying irrigation water and moving that into the well for future growth. So it's limited. We're not buying a lot. We're just doing a little bit at a time. We thought that it would be a good time now to start as we move that forward. We'll see what the adjudication is getting closer. So there could be some, right now, if it's in the city, owns it, it's exempt from adjudication at this go around. But we will see if that holds. But. So the town's made the decision. We did secure some shares, and we have allotted so much a month, and that will change from month to month depending on what we have in the budget to purchase shares. So that's what
I'm wondering if you need to have a special capital fund for those purchases.
Good question.
It wasn't, I don't remember a line item in your budget this year for that. So I remember before we set aside in a capital fund money for water and for land. I'm sorry, for land and for roads. I think that's what
So we do. I still have a road one, but I'm not sure.
And this kind of came up after the budget approval as far as trying to do this with adjudication, pushing some buttons and things.
Yeah, that's but
so there's,
do you hear what I'm saying?
I understand exactly what you're saying. Yeah, we know there's a category that needs to fall in.
I don't know the answer, but I'm just wondering. And, you know, it's... I think that would be a capital expenditure. What do you think?
Yes, it would be a capital expenditure.
Mr. Probst will be telling us, I'm sure, shortly here.
Yeah, it would be a capital expenditure.
So we should probably...
And if you could get ahead of it, is all
right.
I'm saying.
Yeah, we could definitely set that up.
And...
Move some of that over. We just want to go slow.
Absolutely, so, absolutely.
I know that some other things may come into factor to push that along, but we want to be moving in a positive direction.
But the county.
I'm not against it at all. No, I think we should have done it a long time before. We tried to do that before because it's, you can actually delay use for 40 years. Or at least that's what the law read before.
Right.
They're changing everything.
They are.
As far as that account, if we need it, we'll get it. I mean, we'll find out because I would think.
Transfer the money from.
Yeah, the council would have to say.
They'd have to set it up. They'd have to prove it.
They'd have to get a public hearing and set that fund up. Yeah, we probably should look into that.
And then that's the other question. Do you take the money from the water? Daniel Municipal Water, do you take it out of the town budget?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm not sure about that.
So, yeah, those are things that need clarification.
Yeah, and we're just a little bit different here. If you annex into Heber and you give them your water as a condition of annexation.
Yeah.
And so that's how they've been getting their water.
Right.
We haven't done, the only time we required water from anybody is when they go, when they start a commercial use. Then we get that water so that we have the water to water that commercial use after the developer's gone. So that's been the only time we required water.
Also, along with the impact fees, if they're connecting to the water system,
yeah.
Would be the other time.
Yeah, we
and
do.
See, that's a good use for those impact fees, maybe.
Yeah. Where has that been going, to the water company? When you have a share come over from a culinary hookup?
It comes into the town, yeah. We have
those ownership.
Certificate comes into the town. And so then we'd have to go and get the point of diversion. If we want to take it out of the well, we'd change that use to M&I and pull it out of the well. We can move that point of diversion around. So.
Good. We have a discussion questions on that. That takes care of item number four. It's going to be on the agenda for a while. Moving on to item number five, Daniel Municipal Water. And Shelly, if you have anything to go over, and then we'll turn the time over to, I know you have some comments you'd like to make or some time, so.
Just for a second, Chip. I'm not sure, Chip, if I'm in the right meeting as far as problems with Storm Haven.
Okay. Yeah, you probably are the right meeting with regards to is it a water issue?
Yeah.
Yeah. So normally we wouldn't go over, I mean, usually an individual that would come and we've always opened it for a hardship situation that people have to be able to come to us for water bills and issues. Other than that, a comment or discussion, but as far as a full discussion back and forth between council over something, that may be for a later time, but I know you have some things you'd like to share with us.
Well, that's good if you can tell me at a later time, because I've been put off since July.
So we'll deal with it right now. Let me just talk to Shelly, have her present whatever she's going to ask.
Are we going out of order?
Number five?
Yes, we did.
Here's my picture.
Okay, but it says six, instead of five and six. Yes, we do talk about sometimes.
So you're skipping to seven? I'm sorry. You're skipping to seven?
No, I'm on number five, Daniel Municipal Water.
They put us off.
That was in September.
Right.
Okay. Review signed county snow removal agreement. We'll just go to that one since my agenda is a little bit different. So each year we have interlocal agreement with snow plowing. As far as that agreement, does anyone have any questions? I don't see an amount per tonnage typically. It's been the same for the last few years. We do, $74 per ton. Does anyone recall what was last year? 70?
I don't know, but that's a good deal.
72, not even 72, but it was 70 something.
74 per hour?
74 per hour.
That's a wet
41
hour.
Per cubic yard of salt. And town sign repair and or replacement will be charged at $56 an hour. So the sign may be an hour, so that's what I've charged plus the signage. Anyone have any comments or questions about that agreement? Okay, so I'll entertain a motion to accept and sign the agreement.
Make a motion to accept the interlocal agreement for snow plowing between Wasatch County and Town of Daniel.
Okay, do you have a second?
I'll second.
Just a second. Any other discussion on it?
Still a good deal.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes. Discuss Board of Appeals. Moving on to item number six. So, we have not used our Board of Adjustments for quite some time. I believe we're going to need to be doing that. And so, Eric has been involved in planning, but not necessarily setting up, but in the past has worked with the Board of Adjustments. We need to see if the folks are still wanting to be on it, are still in the area. We know of some people that were on it that have moved out of the area. And so I know the council, we either need to pick up those board members or to feel that through planning, that the planning department can handle that, setting that board up, or would you not like to set that board up?
Well, the problem is that the planning or the council, that's what they're appealing, is that decision. So what Board of Appeal should be set up under the governing board, which is this board, and planning, the planner, me as a planner, would be there
to present
the planning opinion of what that decision was.
Okay, so what would the board like to do as far as we need to find out who is and are willing to serve to fill out the board, and what we need to do to make sure one's aware that we're going to be setting up a board of adjustment meeting? Is there anything specific, Eric, that you know we do need to do besides communicate with the one list that we currently have and then find out? I mean, obviously, that would be the first step.
Yeah, and we need to get those people on board. Somebody probably needs to head that up from the council side.
Okay. Mayor, if you give me a list, I'll call them. If you give me just names and phone numbers. There's a Board of Adjustments on there, but it just hasn't been utilized. You've probably never even seen the paper yet.
So we've only had two since we became a town in 2006. So we've done a pretty good job.
I know Mary's currently serving for the county. I served on it for the county before, so there are some experienced folks here, but we need to make sure the folks that are on it kind of understand what their duties are. So I'll be glad to communicate with those folks if between you and Eric can just get the names to me and numbers. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's gonna head that up?
I will call them. Yeah. So if I get the name and numbers, I'll call the individuals.
Okay.
And then report back via through phone call before the next meeting.
Yes.
Because we need to find out exactly where we stand. And
yeah, we need to get that. And we can look at adjusting the appeals board now. Several municipalities have limited that down, so it's not a 7-member board. Midway has one person. Legislature allows one person to make that decision if that's the way you want to set up the Board of Appeals. So we were under the old, but we can certainly look at restructuring if that's something that getting people to volunteer is a tough job.
Well, one individual is a great idea for if it's the right person. It's a terrible idea.
And that probably depends on what side of the table you're sitting on.
Well, exactly. I don't mind you comment on that, but anyway, that structure does need to be put together, and I will head that up and call those folks. So, any other discussion on the Board of Appeals or comments like to be made?
Is this open to the public or just to council?
No, we're just, yeah.
I think it'd be a good idea to have couple of people on that board. To have one person make that decision, you can't spread it around at all.
It needs to be an odd number. Yeah. Three, five.
I think there's five on there. There was. There's supposed to be five on there currently.
Is there five?
I would say at least three.
Absolutely.
And then I don't know how it's structured either, what the title is of each one of those members. Or if they have a title.
There'd be a board member, the Board of Adjustments. I mean, it would be just like a council. I mean, it's they're going to sit behind a table on one side. Hello, John.
Hi.
So they'll be sitting, you know, legal board.
Quasi-judicial is what
they
call
that term. Gets you thrown around a lot. Yeah.
And so they can actually overrule the council. And it will carry a lot of weight. So.
Well, my comment would be at least three.
Yeah, does anybody have any names of people we could contact for this board? Anybody want to throw your neighbor under the bus, so to speak?
It's not too bad, is it?
No, it's not too bad.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be on there.
It can be tough. It can be tough.
It's not an easy thing to sit in judgment. I mean, it's a quasi-judicial situation, and you're correct, it can be as few as one. I recommend you have an odd number of people because you don't want a split decision.
Five is usually work just because...
It's hard to get five, though.
It is.
The county can't even get five. So...
We did catch a little bit of heat from having a husband and wife on ours. However, when the vote is taken, they've never voted the same, so...
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't see any problem.
So it got to that point, not a problem.
I'll put those two on one other person. We're back to one.
Why not just elect that other person?
Just saying. So any names we can contact? Okay, be expecting a phone call then.
Okay. Takes care of item number six. Sorry for the mix-up on the Daniels Municipal Water Park, but we'll stay with that before Storm Haven, so that would be item number seven. And so we'll just stay focused on Daniel Municipal at this point.
All right. As the many wives or the secretary, everything is going well. We are struggling with master meters, getting them to work, you know, with Polaris. And so bills did go out late, so I changed the due date to later on, you know, so they have plenty of time. But everybody knows that as long as they're in by the first, there's no problem. So Daniel is doing good. We had the overages are starting to go down. You can tell that it's starting to get cooler, and so we don't need as much water. And Gary and them have just been doing awesome. We spent all weekend, since the 30th, just dealing with trying to get these master links going. And I keep hoping there's some other way to deal with this, because they blame it on Polaris, and, you know, on Polaris, it's...
So is this my understanding is, you know, it's not really a meter throwing off a wrong number, it's the correlation between Polaris and master meter, and...
Yeah. Yeah. And so getting the information from the master link to the Polaris thing.
And so each test has been like a three-month thing, or it's happened a couple, three times or something?
Yes, it's happened a lot.
And are you manually then tying numbers to numbers, starting numbers with ending numbers, or...?
Nope, then they have to go back out and reread and redo it again. And so it's just a lot of time for them. It's just a lot of headache. But hopefully, you know, like I said, they just had one of the guys from MasterLink come up to, because we just have this problem that... It didn't carry over.
It was last time.
Yeah. Right. And so I said, you're going to have to go back and read these. And they're like, you know, and I understand they're taking time off work. They have to do, and I understand that, but I can't send out papers without, you know, the right, correct information. And so, but they did have a guy come up, and he's like, I don't know why that did that. He couldn't even explain why his meter did that. Why they're programming. So I don't know. I'm hoping, but they did get it worked out, and it's all the bills are sent out. So, but that is for Daniels. I think everything's going well.
Great. Okay. Any questions from the council for Shelley? Thank you.
I guess mine's on, as far as water's concerned, my comment is what happened to me is on Storm Haven line. Should I mention that now?
I'm just gonna.
He hasn't hit Storm Haven yet.
So. The next line item. So, does anybody have any other questions or comments with regards to Daniel Municipal? Okay. So right now we're moving on to Storm Haven Water System, which I know you have a comment on. Shelley, before he starts, is there anything that you'd like to comment on, and we'll.
Storm Haven, I got my letter. We are open, functioning, working well. Good job, Ryan.
Good job.
I have been in contact with him. We've got a lot of points dropped off. I need to give you this, Ryan. He needs some updated, a lot more monitoring for the new well. Okay, if you'll get that.
And not surprising.
Other than that.
Yeah.
We didn't know what it was going to be, but we knew it was going to be something.
Exactly. And it said one was due the September 30th, but if I just did it, I can do it. And the only problem I'm having with the State Division of Water is I go in and I call them and I give them my phone address and I tell them to send it. And they're getting other calls telling them to send information to their other addresses. So I'm not getting things, it's going elsewhere. And so I call them back and say, how did this address come back up? And they're like, well, they called and told me to put this address back on. So I said, no, please send it to me because I'm not getting this information. So I don't know. I told them, unless it's Chip Turner or Ryan, do not change anything.
Because I think they've been operating.
You would think, but somehow we're getting, you know, I'm not getting information. I'm not getting my papers. So anyway, so I'm hoping that's worked out. But this is, like I said, I'm excited. I think the numbers have gone down, but it's spring. I mean, it's fall. So, but that was a really rough summer. You know, we have people using tons and tons of water, which you know, and draining the system, and then people below couldn't get anything. As you know, as I know, as Ryan and Gary know, we was getting calls 24 hours. It was a rough time. And I'm glad that's over. And I hope that next, you know, and then Mr. McMillan called me and he had a problem. He left town and I'll let him move on to his.
And just one second.
Oh.
And Lynn, before I forget, I know that you still get an address or mailing to you. I know we've tried to correct that a little bit.
Fortunately, our mailboxes are right next to each other. I look at the mail every day. If there's any town business, I just stick it in yours. I'm confused why they can't get the address straight.
We're trying. Okay, I know you have something you'd like to come and present to the board and talk about
just, an issue? Just issue that I had, they shut the water off, and I think it was a Tuesday, if I remember right. Anyway, I didn't get a notice that it was going to be turned off. Well, the water was used in a tank, and tank went almost empty, but if you want to pass that around, that's the rock that got involved in it. If you look real close, you can't close the valve because of the rock. So it ran for a day and a half before I came back and saw the nice green flow of water going down the hill to do nothing. So evidently, you know, we got a big bill. So all I'm hoping for is if somebody can help me out with it a little bit, because it's $1,041.
And so, without getting into any, I mean, I would say, you know, to all the folks that until we can make a decision, I would just stay up on your water bill. I know you might have some conflict of what you're feeling and thinking.
We'll okay,
take
sure.
a look-see and spend some time, and this is something that...
Easier to see in there.
You know, that's what we're welcome to listen and talk to anybody. That speaks to us. We see that.
In other words, I wasn't trying to use too much water.
Well, I know things happen. Your side, our side, can you give me a little history on that? That's probably one of your hydrants or something?
This is actually the float valve.
Okay.
Inside the tank.
Okay.
As the 1,000 or more gallon tank goes low, I guess it must have gone pretty much to the bottom for what the line would allow this float. The float hooks onto this.
Okay.
You know, it's just like a
toilet.
Yep. Yeah, with the float, shuts it on and off. And with that water going all the way down, that rock got in there somehow. And I paid Russell Huntsman to come it out and check it out, and we thought we had it fixed, and then powered it back up, and we still didn't find this little rock. So we had to let the tank go back down before we could get to this and take it off and shut the water off again and get him back and repair it.
So with the full council being here, seeing that and hearing you, I will personally get back to you on what they said, why we said it, and what we can do.
Perfect, Chip.
Thank you.
Just real quick before you go, how long did it run, do you think?
I think it probably ran about 24 hours.
24 hours? And that?
Maybe a little less.
Okay.
Your phone number?
Three-quarter line?
You want my mobile or home?
Mobile, or whichever one you want to
call. Let's go home. 435.
Okay.
657-2138. And get them both, Chip. Cell is 801-550-0060.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
All right, appreciate it. Stormhaven, okay.
Before we leave Stormhaven.
Okay.
We have changed to a Badger meter up on that end, and we're looking at, they've made some great promises of what their Badger meter will do versus the what we have in place right now. And so we have one in our system on the Stormhaven tank, and I would like to move the council towards running a test allowing them to secure 10 meters total. And they're able to run that system and try it out for a few months and see if it's everything that they're telling us it is. Badger used to work in the industrial end and heavy commercial, and they've geared more towards residential now. There's a lot of Badger meters out there on the market, but this program we have, it'll cost about $3,000 to set us up and get us running on that. But if it's what we want, then it will do the reading, and that will come in, and we'll be able to actually see when it runs. If this gentleman would come in, we had a Badger meter on his system, we would be able to isolate how much water went through that meter that day. So that information's available online, so you can go on and look at that, and you can, and it puts a lot in there. Ryan's done quite a bit of research on these. Right now, we are currently paying T&O to go up there and take readings on that meter quite often. And I think that this is a no-brainer to get something that'll do the reading where they don't have to drive up there, so.
And I remember in the beginning, we talked about meters and didn't know if it was the right one or not. They gave us their pitch and they had their updates, and then we didn't get an update, and then we finally did, and then we started having a few hiccups. And I guess what I'm trying to say is if after running these and having this new one and trying it, I'm all for getting something a little better for making it easier for the folks reading it and or mm-hmm. any of the issues that come up.
So this new system is a different manufacturer. I think years ago we got bids. We went through and evaluated the master meter, Badger meter submitted along with others, and we did the best we could with what we had, and we thought we made a good decision. And they worked for a long time, a while anyway, but the support has really failed. The meters are still work. The meters still turn, the readings are still good. I think the physical equipment in the hall works, but there's just a lot of support issues with the software. So this new guy works for other districts that I work with, and he calls you back, which to me is worth a lot. So I'm not saying the product's a lot better, but when it doesn't work, I can call and say, get up here and fix it, and somebody comes up and fixes it. It's worth a lot. The technology has also improved over the last 10 years, and I'm sure tomorrow that what we're buying will be outdated as well. But right now we have to get in the truck, and Gary and Kim can speak to it better than I can, but you get in the truck and you put this little antenna on, you have to drive around and, you know, near every meter, and all the meters magically come in except for those that don't, and then you drive back around again and you sit next to them and you try to get them to come in, which at the time was a massive upgrade over the lift the lid and write down the number. This new system is one step better than that. It has a little cellular connection in every meter, and so twice a day it reports to the cloud and it tells you every 15 minutes what the meter was reading. And so every user has a portal so they can set up email addresses and whatnot, so if you have a leak, it will email you and say you have a leak, not the town, just the system. You have the user portal. And then at midnight on the end of the month, we get a report of exactly what all the meters were. And so we don't have the issue, you know, we read 2 days late, we read 3 days late because of the holiday or whatever. It'll do that all automatically. So it should. Their promises are greatly reduce the amount of time we spend meter reading. And they also have this program that Eric mentioned. Instead of going all out again, we're in a different situation than we were financially. We're not spending grant money. Let's take this, put it in a few places, and see if it's all it's cracked up to be. And if it's not, we haven't spent a whole lot, and we haven't replaced our whole system with something we don't like. And if it is, then we'll work on how to start implementing it system-wide.
So it's $3,000 a meter then for every user, or is it?
The software is $3,000.
The software is $3,000. Is that annually or?
No, it's a one-time fee. So they break it into multiple components, and so the $3,000 gets us 10 meters, and the software to start trying it, and then we pay a monthly fee, pay an annual fee by the meter of a few dollars a meter for the cellular connection as a subscription service. And then if we expand that, we pay another chunk of software, about another $2,000 or $3,000, and then the cost per month per meter drops substantially.
So you feel like an implement, if it goes positive, an implementation placement in over the next year, next summer, or a few years?
It could easily be done in a year, physically. Financially, I think we'd have to split it up over a few years.
So if it's $3,000 for 10, is it $30,000 for 100?
No, they're giving you a deal on the first 10. So what they're trying to do is what they're trying to do is give you the setup, and they want you to try it because then you're going to love it and want more.
Yeah.
It works out to be about $300 a meter, so it's not much more. But then there's the software component. So, I mean, it's expensive. And I think what we do, I mean, it would have to be a replaced over time. What I originally kind of envisioned was that as the meters that we have die, we would just put in this, you know, we would replace them with a new system instead of, you know, the old system. We've talked about trying to find grants and see if we can accelerate that schedule because of the problems we're having with the existing reading system. But I think that's going to be contingent on funding.
Yeah.
These would eventually pay for themselves for the time that takes away from to go out and physically read those meters and also catch leaks.
It would do a much better job catching leaks, and it should reduce the time. They say that you don't have to go read them. I have no doubt that we're going to have some that stop reporting, and we're going to have to go out there and find what happened and fix it. So I don't think it's going to reduce it to zero.
But it's going to eventually pay for it.
So a homeowner could say, hey, I'd like to be notified mid-month, or I'd like to be notified, and that can be set up, it would just spits the email to them. And
they'll have a portal that they can set up alerts at any stage, that, you know, when they use 5,000, 10,000, 20,000, it'll email them if it, the leak alarms, so it has similar to our system where it has the leak alarms or the backflow alarms, they can get those or not get those alerts. It's they can set up each of their portals the way they want. We can set up our portal the way we want. Anytime there's a leak, you know, when the leak alarms go off, it'll tell us which
no matter what.
Which meter in the system appears to have a leak. We did learn that that's not always great because in the summer everybody turns on their swamp cooler and we get leaks everywhere, even though they're not actually leaks. So, I mean, we need to be careful what alerts we have, but we get more data than we know what to do with. And as Eric pointed out, we have a reading every 15 minutes. So if he said it leaked Tuesday from noon to whenever, we could look at it and say, well, in this period of time, you use this much water.
You're the main guy.
Well, I had a few years experience dealing with Master Meter. I've got a suggestion. When I was involved with the software and the system, it gave us everything we wanted. You could go back into a history and you can get all of this hour by hour, day by day. It would tell you leaks. The system was so complete. My suggestion really is to bring in a representative from Master Meter and let him talk to the council and let him address some of these concerns, because I don't think you've got that big a problem with Master Meter. And I think that from what I have seen in that system, it functions well. And I understand there's a software problem, but I think it can be fixed very simply. I do. And before we jump out and all of a sudden start looking at brand new meters and what have you, I would like to see the council give an opportunity to Master Meter to come in and do a presentation, excuse me, a presentation to you, or even a rebuttal,
because I found a system that worked just fine and give you information and all the data you wanted. And we didn't have problems at all with it. Communication lines were good. So it's not the master meter I've dealt with in the past. Now, I haven't been involved with this for some time, so. But I just, that's a suggestion that I would like to see the master meter come in and give you the council a rebuttal on this before you run out and spend a bunch of money.
Well, we're not talking about changing over. We're talking about a test run. So just a beta. See if this works better than what we have.
Maybe this meeting and rebuttal would get the software issues straightened out. I understand the handheld unit is not even operating anymore.
Is there an upgrade that we need to be paying and for?
We do pay $800.
We're paying $800 a year for the software.
Okay.
We do pay. It just doesn't update.
Well, you know the number of systems out there in municipalities that Master Meter serves.
Yep.
Some of them are mighty big. West Jordan's one of them.
Yeah, I'm sure that they get the call and they actually show up. I got 152 meters up where?
I never had a problem with that, Eric.
Good. Well, we got to do something because they're running.
That's just a suggestion.
That's perfect. I think that's a great idea.
Well, I just had a call, I mean, like last month, I would say over 50 calls from people in Garden City that all their stuff from Master Meter came and they put the town of Daniel's information on their bills.
Not one of them sent a check.
Yeah, no, but I kept getting calls saying, why are we calling you? You know, and I was like, I don't know why you're calling me. But somehow the master meters they're imported our information on their bills into Garden City.
And where Kim kind of, you know, I mean, I understand where Kim's coming from on that comment for sure. But you, last few months, have had to deal with them. What are they saying? And why, I mean.
I'm not dealing with Master Meter. That's Gary.
Yeah, okay, Gary. Yeah.
Gary, and I just deal with Polaris and trying to get it down. Yep. But they, like I said, since Kim's gone, we've had nothing but problems.
I have a solution.
Let's
I know.
Bring Kim back. There's the solution.
You know the right button to push.
You've been rehired.
How was your comment?
You know, your comment was good.
You know, I don't know if Master Meter has totally fell apart on support. I really don't know any of that. All I can tell you is the history. And I thought they were a great company to work with. And you could have one employee that's messing things up in one of the offices.
Absolutely.
That has the Daniel account. And if that account happened to get moved to another employee, everything might be better. I have no idea. I'm just saying that when you have a company like Master Meter that's servicing all of these big municipalities, They can't be operating as bad as they are with us and still be in business.
You wouldn't think.
They can't.
But I mean, you think about it, our meters, they were new.
They were new.
They were new and it was awesome, but they've been in a while. So I think we're nearing the end of battery life on some of these.
You got 15 to 20 years from what I understand. And I think we've only been involved with them 8 years, haven't we?
We're coming up on 10 on some of the older ones.
So there's still quite a bit of life there, if in fact that's a true statement.
Right.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll call. I mean, I don't know a lot of what you guys know, but I will. I can talk to somebody and ask them why these things are happening, why they can't happen, and find out from directly even here with my own ears. And that will either have them being here, or I'll be able to explain why or something. But
well, my suggestion is if you make a call to Master Meter and say we're thinking about dropping your line, I'm gonna, I would think your customer service is going to improve, and I think they'd show up at this meeting and explain every bit as good about the issues that are going on. But I do know these meters and the software are very capable of giving you hour-to-hour reads, day-to-day.
We didn't have these hiccups a while ago, for a long time, but we're having hiccups now.
Yeah,
I agree. It's not the meters. It's the handheld that doesn't work, and they don't sell it anymore, and you can't replace it. And It's the support, not the physical stuff on the ground. This was still a good choice, and it's still working. We just can't get it out of the ground.
2 years ago, they came in via telephone and recomputed the handheld unit totally in less than an hour. And it was back up and working perfectly.
Yeah.
So there's my suggestion. There's my comment. And I'm pretty busy. I'm not really for rehire.
Thanks for the clarification. I will call and listen and find out what they'll tell me to my own ears. So because I've heard it for 3 or 4 months of what's kind of gone on between multiple folks and have not heard it with my own ears. So I will do that. And we'll find out if they need to come up and do it, or they will, or why we're in the position we're in. So, does that work okay for the council if I do that as well?
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Yeah, I think that's great. Okay, we'll start
with that. Okay, and then the other item on there is, what's it called, the program where we need our own hookup?
The GIS?
GIS. So we have a GIS account, and we piggyback with another municipality, and it's really worked well for us. However, it's time that we don't piggyback with them. We need our own account. And I hate to be stuck on the $3,000 thing, but it's about $3,000.
Are we piggybacking with Garden City?
No, they're not on that list. So the problem is, as security tightens up, folks don't want you to see their water system the same way we don't want people to see our water system. And so that isolates them. And so we piggybacked along basically as a trial period. It's been
12 years.
I remember this guy. 12 years.
Somebody here in the valley?
Somebody what caught us. A 3-pack or 4-pack or something?
Yeah, we can.
Works very well. I can be out on doing blue stakes. I can see a problem. I can photograph it. I can tag it. That's picked up in the program, shoots back. TNO does the administration of that. They're able to take those photos. They're in there forever, so we can go back, look, any problem. All these photos that I have in here, I can actually load them on, and they stay there. So if I see something while I'm out in the field, same for them. Every fire hydrant is on the mark. You can almost blue stake off of it. It's that accurate. So it's a really good program, but I think it's time that we get our own. So there's something else to think about.
I would agree, and I remember the discussion a long time ago that we did that, and so is that something that we can have a motion for tonight and move forward on it, or just have an agenda next month? Or
if you're ready for a motion, we're Stormhaven Water.
So just to help me understand before we make a motion, the goal is to, we're worried about security, if someone knowing how we're using our water. I don't understand.
It's the actual physical location of our water, where our tanks are, where our valves are.
Remember Dean Sellers?
John, I think you're talking about the piggyback and the licensing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the license you're using right now is ours. So Eric has my login. But with my login, he can see all the water systems I work on.
So it's mainly TO doesn't want us to have access to all of that information.
And so I don't have a way of isolating you to Daniel or them to someone else, and so
everybody can
with your information on my account, you can see it, but you can see everybody else's. And if I let them in for a trial period or something else, they're going to be able to see yours.
Okay.
Which I don't, nobody is particularly comfortable with.
That makes a lot more sense.
And so this is getting your own account, your own online account set up, and then you're your own entity, and I can still see it, but nobody else will. I mean, Eric and whatnot, but if I share my information, you're in your own little world, your own online box, which is, I think, where you want to be.
Yep. Okay. Motion to do that.
Do you have a motion to move forward on that? Do you have a second?
Second.
A motion and a second. Any other discussion? All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Okay. That takes us out of Daniel Municipal and, no, excuse me, Stormhaven. It does. And approval of council meeting minutes, September 3rd, 2019. Council get a chance to read that, and if so, the chair will entertain a motion on the minutes.
I wasn't here, but it sounds like an exciting meeting.
We're all excited.
So I'll make a motion to approve.
A motion to approve the minutes for September 3rd.
I second it.
And we have a second. Any discussion on the minutes? If none, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Minutes approved for September 3rd. Recorder's office warrants approval and announcements. Mary, I'll turn the time over to you.
Okay, warrants. So Comcast office phone 10106, DA half dozen for office 200, Smith and Harbickson for reader 571, Staples for printer ink for Eric 138.98, printer ink, glue, notepads, receipt book 232.15, Utah Local Government Trust for the drinking water bond 546, Utah Department of Commerce quarterly surcharge 1721, Daniel Irrigation for annual assessment 293, Fabian Bancock for Schultz Federal $24,810.20. State suit is $7,688.55. TO engineering for planning is $1,920. Lloyd's $1,301.16. Carol and Clyde $724.50. Leifson's $341. Dominion Energy for an excavation $190. Totals $39,074.81. Then we have Public Works hours for Eric, and then Blue Stakes quarterly $32.12 for a total of $1,100.87. Council payroll, Planning Commission payroll for a total of $47,856.59. Daniel Municipal Water for a data charge $47.75. Heber Light and Power, $154.85. Computer Nerds, $1,209.38. That's for meter issues. I think, if I remember right, goes clear back to April or May. Master Meter, annual support, $562.50. Chemtech Ford for $20. A lead and copper for $112. And then nitrates for $21. TO Engineering for engineering $494.10, sampling $106.25 for a total of $2,727.83, and you have payroll for a total of $3,487.83. Stormhaven, Dominion Energy $908, Heber Light and Power $287.61, Computer Nerds $403.12. Chemtech Ford for Colliery 40, copper and lead 112. There was a primary secondary for PSA and organics and radiance for $1,915. Master meter annual support $187.50. Hydrotech specialist, this was for the well meters, is $921.92. Laughlin for the Stormhaven well project for engineering $870. TO Engineering for engineering $1,498.40, sampling $106.25, Mountainland Supply for repairs $40.63 for a total of $6,391.51, and then payroll for a total of $6,841.51.
Okay, chair will entertain a motion with regards to the warrants.
I make a motion to approve the warrants for October 7th, 2019. Okay. Or the, I, Let me say that again. I approve the, I'd like to make a motion to approve the warrants for September 2019.
We have a motion to accept the warrants. A second?
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion on the warrants?
October, September.
No, that's for September.
Oh, excuse me.
Okay. Motion and a second and a discussion. Any other discussion? Not? All in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? Warrants approved.
I'm curious, is that Stormhaven power bill up or down?
So last month we had two different billings mm-hmm. for the two different lines, and now yes. we're down, so it is up.
It is up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking back surcharge or that?
Well, no, so there's reasons. We're running one motor instead of three, but we're running a bigger motor, and we're running it all the time, and there's reasons to think it would go up and reasons to think it would go down, and now we have the date, we have 1 month, which is not exactly comprehensive, but initial sounds like it's almost the same, but maybe just a little higher than it had been.
I think it's about $80 higher than what it's normally.
Is this a typical month for Stormhaven? Is it going to continue to be the expenses that high?
No, this was our, we put the well online.
The CDBG well and everything and all the testing with that.
Getting that online costs, and we just got the notice that we have to double up on our sample taking on that line because it's a new source.
Mm-hmm. For now.
Yeah.
So it will come down. We're almost done. There's a few things left to do to get. We have a temporary operating permit. We've got to do a couple things to get a permanent operating permit, and we have one more pay request with CDBG to finish up. But once that's done, that will settle down quite a bit until the next round.
It'll be something.
So it is. It's yours. We talk about that in the public hearing.
And Chair would like to go into a closed session.
We're not done yet.
Let's
keep
going,
Mary.
Yeah, I thought you were done with the warrants. I'm sorry.
You're good. Okay, so the quarterly budget. Right now on sales tax, we are $34,420.31. Energy tax, $5,460.05. Telecom tax, $1,814.14. And fees in lieu of $1,355.01. Year to date, $43,682.39. Building permits, we're at licenses, and I don't think we really have any permits. Going down to expenditures. Salary and wages, $21,830.26. Payroll taxes, $1,556.26. Employee benefits, $2,640.81. Dues and subscriptions, $547.28. Commissions and fees, $310.21. Advertising, $101.72. Office supplies, $573.98. Office rental, $600. Admin utilities, $293.58. Admin legal, $56,085.27. And engineering, $9,699.89. Going down to highways, on salary and wages for public works, $2,352, taxes $179.94, employee benefits $434.43, blue stakes $68.89, supplies and maintenance $130.69. Going to the next page on the water fund, water services $17,979.99. Salary and wages, $1,841.26. Employee taxes, $140.85. Supplies, $230. Utilities, $1,093.88. IT services, $1,771.88. Engineering, $2,464.13. Testing, $172. Sampling, $783.75. And then Storm Haven, services, $9,020.15. Sewer services, $1,440. Salary and wages, $1,088.04. Employee benefits, $83.24. Office supplies, $220. Utilities, $1,071.99. IT services, $590.62. Engineering, $24,342.97. Testing, $2,288. Sampling, $141.25. Repairs, $2,599.63.
Any questions on the quarterly update?
Where we say water testing and water sampling, is the testing, is that what we pay out to the engineer?
The sampling is what they sample, what they're pulling is the samples. The testing would be through Chemtech Ford.
Plus Chemtech Ford, okay.
Correct, right. Yes.
Perfect, thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, last bit. We did get our engagement letter from Gilbert and Stewart.
Is there a chance in here, Mary, with regards to
It'll be the same as we've been doing, just off the procedural.
Okay. It's the less expensive one.
Mm-hmm.
Council, any questions about signing back up with Gilbert and Stewart for our audit?
Motion two.
Got a motion? I'll accept that. You have a second?
I'll second.
You have a second? Any discussion on the engagement letter? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed?
Okay, and then my last bit, Sherry was able to obtain information on the safety deposit box. We just need to decide which we want to move forward.
Is there a particular size, would it need a legal sized one to hold a legal document, or more of a half of one of those, or? Do we have enough that we need to? And I know we were discussing the water share certificates to be one of the items in that box, rather than just sitting in someone's house or in a filing cabinet. I think there's probably some other documents you probably want to get in there, maybe.
I know the water certificates is the big thing.
So, on size. Is this mean the X through there? Those aren't available?
Yeah, they're not available.
Okay.
I'm not sure you want one of those
perfectly drawn. 2 inches by 9 inches, 5 inches by 4 inches.
How big are those certificates?
Just regular.
11.5 and then 11. Mm-hmm.
11 by 11?
Yeah.
Or 12 by 12?
No, they're regular 8x10 certificate.
Oh. 8x10?
Mm-hmm.
12x12 might hold. Anything else we might need?
Well, if these are all 100, we might as well get the big one.
I like to go the biggest one for the dollar.
Is that an annual fee?
Yes.
$5 a year. It would be the two dimensions, so are they all the same thickness and then different widths and lengths, or? I'm not too familiar with these two deposit boxes.
Mason jar in the backyard.
Well, it was a coffee can, double sealed.
We know where you live.
A lot of gophers.
A lot of acreage.
That's a lot of ground to dig up.
Boy, I don't know. I mean, you got 15, 20 certificates to put in there and some other documents. What would the council like to do, size-wise? 3x11? That to hold it? We can always move up when we get something.
If they're available.
Ah, there you go.
That's the thing.
I think we just get one like that and move forward.
Which one? The size, John?
You said 3x11?
I was looking at that $35 one, yeah, that number, item 015.
Yep, that works great. If it doesn't, go ahead and change it.
So I'm assuming 3 inches thick, 11 inches wide, and whatever length they are.
Yeah.
You see certificates folded in thirds all the time. I mean, you can't undo that.
Yeah.
So with that size would work, then it's better to okay.
You can also roll them up.
You can. Most of them have a little thing on the back, some of them that will need to be folded in thirds. You can't be
stored. So for the $35, why don't we just do the 5x19 though?
So Sherry, is it $25, do you know, per key, where it says the key deposit? Do they charge you $25 per key?
They'll only give you two keys.
Only two?
Only two, and they have to be signers.
So we ended up doing three last meeting, so I guess we need to do two?
I think it was two, and they have to be people that can sign on there.
Right, so we did three last time, so we'll have to change it to two?
I think so.
Okay.
Okay. So we're looking at a 3x11?
Well, I think Stephanie pointed out the 5x19.
Excuse me, 5x19, right, for the $35?
Yeah, that's the same.
088? Huh. That'll work for me.
I'd say if they're out of those, get the 3x11 and just make a good decision.
All right, well, we'll spend the $35 wisely. Thank you.
Let's move on.
Get the most.
Okay. Would you like a motion? Council like a motion to have that, or just Larry here?
Yeah, I think we did the motion last time. Didn't
we? We did the set one up.
Yeah.
So I just.
We'll get it.
Sure. Yeah. Just as far as 088, and if not, the 015.
Okay. So which signers?
Who's on there?
We did.
Chip and Eric and I.
Yeah.
So leave Chip and Cherry. Take Eric off.
And give Sherry both keys.
And you want to go with the 088, 5x19?
First choice, if not, 015, yeah.
Work your way down until we hit it.
How many gold?
3x19, I mean, it doesn't really matter with the 3x19, the 015, just one of that, so I can get the $35. Mary, before I jump ahead again, is there anything else before I?
Nope, I'm good.
Sorry,
girl. Thank you.
What bank was this at?
Zion.
I'm surprised
they hit you. Okay, quarterly budget, everything taken care of there. Anything else before we move on to item number 11?
Yeah. Wait till they're gone.
Well, the chair will entertain a motion to go out of regular session and into a closed session. So thank you for everyone coming this evening. Thank you for all your input.